Jim Byros was late getting to work driving through Spooner when smoke and flames exploded from the Cortex Spray Technology Company just off the highway.
It was a tremendous fire. I've never seen anything like it. The flames were just bright red, and then the smoke was absolutely black. From the road, there was like small pieces of ash coming down.
Spooner Fire Chief Darren Vick was one of the first on the scene. He saw one man badly burned and then heard the voice of another buried under 30 feet of concrete rubble in what used to be the Cortec building. His firefighters made the rescue immediately, but then backed off as other explosions kept them at bay for the next 6 hours.
As you can imagine, as everything falls down, the cement is broken half, so we had columns where we're looking at rebar, and that's kind of where the danger comes in here, is other parts of the building, walls are starting to tip a little bit and have some structural damage.
75 homes were evacuated within half a mile of the plant. Spooner Mayor Louis Villela says it's tough on a small town of 2,700 people, but with five people in the building when it blew up, they're counting their blessings.
Absolutely. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out with the people who were injured and the families, and we hope for the best for them.
Cortec makes aerosol products and has been in Spooner since 1963 without incident. The cause of the explosion is not known. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.